This is Ozarks at Large. During the last decade, the theater scene has grown exponentially throughout our listening area. Between professional theater companies, university drama departments, and children's arts organizations, aspiring actors of all ages in the community have had the opportunity to participate on stage. Several organizations have announced the shows for their upcoming season, and today we begin a series that will offer an overview of some of the numerous theatrical performances you'll be able to see in Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley during the next year. We'll start our series by focusing on children's theater. Mark Landon Smith, Executive Director for Arts Life Theater in Fayetteville, explains there's a lot of thought that goes into selecting plays for a season.
In choosing our season for children's theater, what we try to look for are, especially since we have our second stage, which allows us to do more socially relevant theater, we look for topics that are hot-button topics at the moment, like we're doing coming up this season. We're doing a show called The Secret Life of Girls, which is about teen bullying, which is a hot topic subject right now. But we look for things that are going to be attractive to not only audiences, but to our kids, too.
The Secret Life of Girls opens September 6th at Arts Life Theater. 2 weeks later, the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale debuts Banicula, the first of two children's productions planned for the 2012-2013 season. Harry Blundell, director of theater at the ACO, says audiences will recognize this production because it's based on a popular children's book.
For a certain generation, everybody knows about the Vampire Bunny. And it's a great story that involves talking dogs and cats and a vampire bunny and things that keep missing out of the house. So that's really fun. We've just finished auditions for that in the last two nights.
If you like the theme of unique creatures, you may be interested in Arts Life Theater's production of Plan 9 from Outer Space, which Executive Director Mark Landon Smith says holds the title of the world's worst movie ever made. Smith has taken the movie script and adapted it for the stage. Dr. Rosalie Walker-Russell, Executive Director of the University of Arkansas Fort Smith's Academy of the Arts, says the Academy will begin its theater season in November.
These shows are shows, they're always musical theater, they're Rodgers and Hammerstein or they're Disney. They're fun for the whole family. I mean, children and teens and adults love it. So what we have going this year, four different shows. First of all, coming up in November is Scrooge the Musical, full-length production of it. And it is, yes, it is a musical, different a little bit than what people might consider as the traditional Christmas Carol. And so, but it's very good, very entertaining. That'll be presented by our teenagers.
Following that production, you'll have not one, but two opportunities to catch Beauty and the Beast. Arts Life Theater's production is slated for mid-November, and the Academy of the Arts performance is scheduled for mid-December. After that, there is a lull in the onstage action until Arts Life Theater returns in February with a production of A Separate Piece, which is based on the John Knowles novel. Executive Director Mark Landon Smith says his students love tackling this kind of work because it really challenges them as actors.
When you see something dramatized, it's so much more effective. Like, we've done Bright Blue Mailbox Suicide Note, which was about teen suicide. And then we did Bang Bang You're Dead, which is about school shootings. So, and then Secret Life of Girls, which is about teen bullying. So we want to send these messages out, and they seem to be so much more effective when you're actually seeing them dramatized. And of course, this is a piece of classical literature that a lot of students have read. And so it adds another layer to that, that you're seeing something that you've read dramatized.
Books continue to be the inspiration for children's theater performances in March as ALT presents Miss Nelson is Missing and the ACO mounts its production of Go Dog Go. Arts Life Theater will wrap up its season in May with The Little Mermaid Jr. The Academy of the Arts will also wrap up its season in May with two shows, Once Upon a Mattress Jr. and Singin' in the Rain. If you would like more information on where to find little vampire bunnies, mermaids, and aliens on stage this year, visit OzarksAtLarge.com.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile.